This is Aviv with Your Key, Thrive in the New Normal Part 2. In a recent key, we shared with you the first five commandments to thriving in times of uncertainty. This month, we bring you the second set of five commandments to help you turn the new normal into a radical opportunity for growth and development. The financial recovery is uneven and uncertain. Encouraging signs are mixed with nervous doubts and fear. Will the Dow test the recent low, or will it hyperinflate? How do you thrive during unpredictable and tumultuous time? What are the key practices to lead change and be an agent of renewal and of possibility? The first five practices we focused on in part one included: number one, take care of number one. Number two, focus on your C field. This is your control field. Number three, lead in your I field, which is your influencing field. Number four, work on the main thing. Number five, create overwhelming value. We proceed today with the second set of five practices and commandments. Number six, you are the CEO. To thrive, become the CEO of your own enterprise. You are the chief executive officer and the chief evolutionary officer. As the chief executive, you first attend to the five commandments above. As the chief of evolution, you attend to your learning, to your growth, and to your development. You let no experience pass without extracting learning and development value. The point is, you differentiate yourself not in your results today, but in how your results tomorrow exceed what you produce today. Most of what I do better today. I write better today than I did a year ago. I speak and present better, and my coaching and consulting services are at a higher level than they were a year ago. How did this happen? How is that possible? Well, it's quite simple. Learning and development are what I do. I've learned an enormous amount from clients and mentors this last year, and I bring the value of it to my work. I'm never not growing, and that is how I impact the people I work with. I am a catalyst for others into their own growth and development. Number seven, you are the CFO. To thrive, become the chief financial officer. Take responsibility for your finances. Staying liquid, generating income, and protecting buying power are your imperatives. Smart and highly capable people who run complex businesses get someone else to handle their money for them from the foundation of fear. Zombie investing was fine in the bull market, but it is very dangerous now. Do not delegate your financial planning blindly. Most financial planners offer the same advice. Some are brilliant, but many, or perhaps most, are quite ignorant. So following the herd may work for long periods, but it can be catastrophic and very dangerous during a reset period like the one we are in now. Your financial planner is an important part of your dream team, but you are the CFO, and ultimately, you are the CEO. Years ago, I realized that managing my own money is a critical personal decision with important practical, psychological, and spiritual dimensions. It made me face risk-reward tolerance and forced me to work out fears and worries about money. For most people, their attitudes about money were fashioned at an early age, and they never fully re-examine these attitudes later. I invested in my education, found good resources and mentors, and have taken actions. I've come to understand and realize that money in the market is made in the buying, especially in buying into weakness. And then it is made in patience, sticking to your strategy and understanding what are your goals and objectives. Studying my relationships with money and learning how to best manage money was pivotal. Taking full responsibility for our finances created new confidence and freedom. Number 8. You are the CNO. To thrive, become the chief network officer. You are as good as your network. Cultivate your network. You are in the relationship business, regardless of your role and situation. There is almost nothing you do that doesn't relate to other people. You grow and meet your hopes through and with others. You make a difference and realize your purpose through and with other people. This is a social universe. Understand before seeking to be understood. Relationships are about building trust through a series of yeses. Invest in people. Yes, some may disappoint you, but the return and reward from others will more than compensate and will enrich you beyond compare. I find inexhaustible support in my network. It brings me learning and joy. My friends, the people I work with, are all teachers. They teach me where I need to grow and develop and how I can be more impactful in what I do and in my service. I am where I am because of my family and because of my friends and because of my community and my network. Number 9. Live on purpose. To thrive, live purposefully. You are here to make a difference. You have value to offer. Do not doubt this. Repeat, do not doubt this. Do not let anything weaken your resolve about this most important fact. You are here to create an impact and to make a difference. The world is a better place with your talent expressed. Take initiative, ready, fire, aim. Some are lucky to find their purpose early and to aim directly at it. Most need to first fire before they discover what to aim at. You ready, fire, aim to accelerate your way through obstacles. To succeed fast, you must, yes, that's right, you must fail fast. You are better off making 20 attempts and succeeding in 4 than trying 4 and succeeding in 2. Find the fastest route to engage, to move forward, and to get results. Forward action creates opportunities not available before and gets you engaged with purpose. I express purpose in my work, in coaching, in helping you develop your strategy and path to success. I find purpose in helping you discover how to grow and realize your capabilities and opportunities. My living on purpose is connecting conversations and opening new futures and creating joy and possibility and meaning. Number 10. To thrive, you must bounce forward. That's right, resilience is not about bouncing back, it is about bouncing forward. To embrace life is to embrace not knowing. Do not fight change. Relax into it. Ease into a new discovery. Pick yourself up and go on. Renewal and opportunity await your next step. Take that next step. It opens a path forward. Robust and spontaneous recovery does not depend on saying yes or on saying no. It is the surge of the life force in you from beyond the threshold of your self-concept. The will to live, to renew, to connect, and to create is ever-present and is more powerful than the love of temporary possessions. People can choose to not engage with what you offer, but they cannot reject you. They reject their opportunity with you. Only you can reject you. Learn to embrace a new opportunity and, yes, resilient on. My resilience comes from what I am joined to. I find resilience in my network and in what I have taken responsibility for. There is resilience in the purpose I'm here to serve and in how it continues to reveal itself. I see tremendous light amidst the darkness, and it gives me fortitude as I embark on climbing the next hill. One part of me is grateful beyond compare for all that has been and all that has enriched my journey. The other part? Well, the other part is just beginning and is filled with the thrill of not knowing. Living is indeed the real thing. To resilient on is the glory. Now it's your turn. Turn the key and thrive.